حسد مت کرو، شکر کرو. حضرت مفتی صاحب این، حضرت مفتی صاحب السلام علیکم و رحمت اللہ و برکاتہ. مفتی صاحب, there's a question here, مفتی صاحب, that a message is going around that tonight could be big night. مفتی صاحب, your opinion on this?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I got a little bit late today because mashallah our imam read the sunnat qiraat, first rakat surah alif lam mim sajda, and second rakat in fajr salat surah dahar. So therefore mashallah we got 1-2 minutes late. Alhamdulillah, very good to read sunnat qiraat and so forth. Maybe the people are getting mixed up that a message like that went out last night. Last night meaning that it was the 25th night. And now my brother Suleiman Jada, who takes me for Fajr Salat, Allah reward him, Jazahullah Khair, and brother Muhammad Khan takes me for Jummah and so forth. So Alhamdulillah, out of Allah's Fazl, grace, mercy, you know, they take all the taklif and they undergo all that sacrifice daily to pick me up and so forth. Anyway, so now, before I came here to the studio, you see, how was last night, brother Suleiman Jada? So I understood what he's trying to say. So I said that even I felt special and you also felt special, I'm sure. You see, if you have a book, it's a masterpiece. You have Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah right on top. Then you have Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah, his student. Then you have the student of Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah. He's called Hafiz Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali. He has written a book and it is called, you must remember, Lataiful Ma'arif, which I have. Excellent book, masterpiece. For every alim, every student, every person who knows Arabic, you should procure and obtain a copy. Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali. He wrote a book there, you must follow the four schools. Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba'ah. So nevertheless, he wrote that in the last 10 days, when you have a Friday, and that Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, corresponds with the odd nights, so that night most probably will be Laylatul Qadr. And that's what exactly last night. We don't say 100%. Saturday night is still coming, 27th night. But yesterday, if you were up a little bit late and so forth, and then the rain came here this morning, it was so special, you know. So may Almighty Allah accept whatever broken ibadat we did. So I think that maybe some brothers are seeing the message that is for last night. And now because it's written there tonight, so now they're taking it for tonight. Now tonight is 26th night, so 26th night is not odd night. Or maybe it is referring to Makkah, Medina, Aqsa and all that, because there tonight will be 27th night. So that is how you should try and just explain. But we don't accept the Saudi sighting. I just told you everything of the Saudis, Medina showing movies and that. Ordinary mortals like us, ordinary sinners and translators, how bad we feel. What happens to the heart Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam? Showing movies right in Medina Munawwara, not far from the Haram, and does Murtad bin Shaitan is very proud about it. You call him Muslim. Man shakka fi kufrihi fi irtidadi fa wa murtaddun. If you got shak and doubt regarding him being a non-Muslim, you yourself, you non-Muslim. Understand that.
Mufti Saab, my mother passed away while fasting. Do we have to fast the remaining days on her behalf? And when do we do this? Because we got our compulsory fast to keep till the end.
You don't have to keep fast on her behalf. Subhanallah, what a demise, what a death. Hum ko to rishk aati hai, aisi maut par. We are envious of such people who pass away in Ramadan. Yes, she passed away not only in Ramadan, she was fasting and she passed away. Read this dua now with me, all of you esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International, Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Earl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. So ya Allah Jalla wala, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, ya Rabbal Alameen. So it became her best day. how honored she is. She passed away in Ramadan. She passed away where ya sa'ima, she's fasting. And Allah Jalla wa'ala will grant her forgiveness, the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You, the family, must do three things. Number one, read the dua, chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So one. Two, give out charity on behalf of your beloved mother, provided all her debts and everything are paid. And third one, ensure that the will and everything is expedited, burial expenses, the debts of the deceased. If she made wasiya for an organization, people who are not heirs, maximum one third, and then the shares of the heirs. We also make dua for all the marhumin. So excellent death. You don't have to do anything as far as her fasting goes.
Mufti Sahab, we don't understand Arabic at all. Can we read the English translation of the Quran during Ramadan instead of the Arabic Quran?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states regarding the Quran bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, that the Quran Sharif is Arabic language. And secondly, which translation you're going to read? A translator can be a traitor. So remember that every co-translator will translation will have certain defects or certain mistakes and so forth. Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, the genius giant, he was born in Gaza in the year 150, passes away in 204 in Cairo. His famous statement is Ya'aballahu ayyusah Hiya ayya kitabin illa kitabahu. Allah has not allowed any kitab to be 100% perfect without any defect except his own kitab, and zalikal kitabu la rayba fi, and that is the Quran Sharif. So no, that's not Quran, that's a translation of Quran. You, the brother, sister who posed this question to me, be honest to me and to yourself. Wherever you are, you're running a business, you're doing this, you're doing that. I bring 100,000 people from Greece, and they speak Greek language. They're in your vicinity, your locality, your area. How long will it take you to learn Greek? You will learn it quickly, quickly, because by Pesa Banwanu chair, you have to make a lot of money. Quran says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, you must believe in the unseen, the starting of Surah Baqarah. In this day and this age, the ulama, many of them, the scholars and the other, the public, we have made our religion, Allah forbid, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ, how much money we can make out of it. That one character, Murtad, what he does, that he's charging people now to spend time with him for itikaf and all. Can you believe these things there? So you must remember these type of things. We need to be very clear on these issues. So we didn't know Arabic when we went there. You know what the crazy situation, Mo Salim Karim studied there, he knows the situation better than me. He spent much more years there because he became Hafiz there also, if I remember correctly. So you must remember the Ustad is teaching us, the medium instruction is Urdu. The kitab we're looking inside the book is Farsi, is Persian. And the subject we're learning is Arabic. Half our students went away, they got frustrated, they didn't know what was happening. And I told one, two teachers afterwards, I said, but this was a crazy system, they changed it now, obviously. So you have to make sacrifices, and then, inshallah, you learn the Arabic language, nobody got any excuse.
Mufti Sahab, sir, why do Muslims congregate in a large number on their Christmas day in outdoor spaces instead of in your mosque, which never gets so full? It disrupts traffic, especially if it's during working days. Can't it be postponed for weekends so that there is minimal blockage of traffic?
Excellent question, my brother. Come, I give you a beautiful answer. You see, my brother, and you are in South Africa, okay? So you know what is load shedding and all those type of things and water shedding and what have you. Now, when we read our voluntary prayer in the darkness of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever time, we read in the privacy of our home. So we ignited one fire, we ignited one nur, one radiance, one effulgence. I just used the word fire to make you understand. So now the radiance and effulgence is there. Then for our 5 daily prayer, we go to our local mosque, you see. So now that effulgence and radiance grows bigger and bigger. And then Jummah time today, Friday, we go to the Jami Masjid. I'm going today to Sabri Masjid, the first masjid in Lens. So remember, there are over 50 mosques here. So inshallah, we will be there. Inshallah, Azan is 12:25. So that nur, that radiance, that effulgence got even bigger and bigger and greater. Then when it comes to our Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, our 2 celebrations, we leave all the mosques. We go to the open terrain and there we will take the name of Almighty Allah, because there you have all your dances, all your haram sports, you have all your haram things, wine, dine and swine. We want to show the world, chapter 2, verse 185, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. We will glorify your name, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, everywhere that is permissible. Why? Because you conferred and gave us the greatest gift, the gift of Iman and Islam and Hidayat. Hadith Mustafa, that is Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Mustafa, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the Ahadith, the Hadith Sharif mentioned in Tabarani. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Beautify your Eid with takbir. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And why we go outside, brother, sister? La'allakum tashkurun. It's a day of gratitude, a day of thankfulness. So all that, Ya Allah, out of your fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence, you let us enjoy another month of Ramadan, another month of siyam and qiyam, fasting and taraweeh, another month of suhoor and iftar, a month of pre-dawn meal, and we got together iftar time. We remember and relish and cherish those moments. This last portion of yours, 100% I agree with you. It's haram, it's unlawful for a person to go and park his vehicle in such a place where you are causing harm to other people, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, whoever. Happened now 2 weeks ago, plus minus 10 days ago, the small masjid mosque of ours, somebody parked in the neighbor's yard. The neighbor gives me permission, 1-2 other people, didn't give him permission. And he parks his car in such a manner that nobody from the house can leave and nobody from outside can enter. So I waited for him and I told him, this is not permissible what you're doing. You're causing so much harm, you know. You can't be praying, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah and praying to create on people. This is praying on people. It's haram for you to do that. So we Muslims, when we go, you brothers, whether you're in Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg or Hammanskraal, or in Komati Port, where I will be, inshallah, this year Eid. So remember, fulfill our duty with beauty. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Saturday night, 9:30 to 10:30, inshallah, we will have a collective dua. It will be live, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM and inshallah on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, 9:30 to 10:30. Regarding Ansar, just find out from the directors and the management there. They will play it, but they'll play it afterwards because they have other programs. So what the time exactly, I'm not sure, but we will have it live, inshallah, tomorrow night, Saturday, between 9:30 and 10:30, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I have a severe phobia of thunder and lightning. Do I have to fast in this condition? Because I have to take medication to calm my nerves.
Leave all your medication. It's all mind games, that, my brother. You must remain positive in the mercy of Allah. I give you the biggest medication. Quran Sharif states, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, and we reveal this Quran Sharif as a shifa, as a cure. Come, my brother, sister, write down chapter 13, Surah Ra'd. Ra'd means thunder. Chapter 13, verse 13. And then what happens? Verse 13. Chapter 13, verse 13. I read, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. You must read with conviction. You must read with a belief. 100% this is Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Ya Allah, you said your Quran is Shifa. So read that one line, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ, and the thunder is glorifying Almighty Allah, and the angels are terrified with what is happening, and so forth. Chapter 13, verse 13. You know Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah, he reported, narrated 5,374 ahadith, and through the Asanid and Mukhtalifa, through the different chains of narration, he says, commenting on this verse, O Muslim, if you read this verse, chapter 13, verse 13, and you are struck by thunder, lightning, I, Abu Huraira, will pay your diyat and your blood money. So much iman and yaqeen and conviction they had in the promises of Almighty. Leave all that. That is a doctor's money-making scheme. You read Quran for this purpose. I'm not saying you can't take medication, but you want to break your fast and all that whenever there's lightning, thunder. No, it's not permissible. Read Quran, read Surah Fatiha, read chapter 13, verse 13. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, do we have to slaughter a sheep for both Eid or just for this Eid? It's very expensive.
No, it's only this Eid year, you give out fitra, you give out 40 rand, give it out now, and that money, and don't give these organizations, half of them, three quarters of them, mufatiyas. So you go yourself, and I gave mine last night, alhamdulillah. So you must then, I said, with big night, is Laylatul Jumu'ah, we get more rewards, so let's give it. So 40 rand, so I pay for myself, pay for my wife, so like that. So you must say, so you don't have to make qurban money of anybody does eat, you pay for your wife. Oh honey, oh poppy, oh darling, oh sweetheart, you don't pay, I will pay for it. You see, like that, you must know how to play with your wife. You must be a diplomat, you must remember that. Okay, Maha Salim Karim, inshallah, quickly today, 11:25, we will join Makkah, inshallah. So Sudais will be rendering the khutbah. I can tell you from now what he will speak, but anyway, that he will make certain dua for Aqsa and all, but he won't use the word Yahud. I don't think he will use it. So some people say he uses it nowadays, but I don't think, maybe in Witr, but Jumma I don't think he will use it. Anyway, so you must remember that, and then I will go for Jumma here to Sabri Masjid in Lanesia. Maulana Salim Karim, Barakallah Fik, Jazakallah Khair to you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.